I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Federal judge ruled today that New Jersey's ban on AR-15 rifles is unconstitutional. The judge said his ruling is a result of the Supreme Court precedents and suggested that Congress and the president could do more to curb gun violence. Nine other states and the District of Columbia have measures similar to New Jersey's ban. New Jersey has some of the strictest gun laws in America. New Jersey's attorney general says he will appeal.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Aiden Johnston with us this morning from Gun Owners of America. And Aiden, great to have you back. How are you?
It's great to be here. I'm doing very well, thanks.
Yeah, you know, the Second Amendment is always on the ballot because the people we elect today in the Missouri primary, I'm sure there are other elections maybe around the country, but the ones we elect today in the Missouri primary, some of them are going to Congress, some of them are going to end up in the General Assembly or the governor's office, and we have to know that those people have our back.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the Second Amendment is incredibly contested in these elections. There are always politicians who want to take away your Second Amendment rights. So it's important that gun owners get out and vote because there are millions of gun owners who don't even vote every election, let alone vote for their Second Amendment. So definitely, if you're listening and you own a firearm, please go out and vote for your Second Amendment rights.
Amen. Amen on that. Let's talk about this New Jersey decision. I think this happened when I was actually took a few days vacation last week to go fishing, and I tuned out of the news process. But what I'm reading here on this case in New Jersey is that the judge, they have an assault weapons ban. They call it an AR-15 ban in New Jersey, just like they have over here in neighboring Illinois across the river. And this judge found exactly what I expect the Supreme Court to rule when it gets there, the Illinois case, is that this was unconstitutional under Bruin and Heller.
Yeah, it's nice to come back to some good news for once. This judge did rule that the ban on so-called assault weapons was unconstitutional. And both Heller says that you have a right to have a firearm in your home, so the government shouldn't be able to ban you from having an AR-15 in your house. And then Bruin actually says you have a right to carry that firearm for self-defense in public, which the New Jersey Supreme Court or the New Jersey judge did not say quite yet. But it did also rule that if a law is going to be held constitutional, then it has to comport with the text and the history of the Second Amendment. And the text clearly protects the right to own an AR-15. That right shall not be infringed. And also, the Founding Fathers did not restrict the ownership of military-style weapons. Unlike what Biden says, you could own a cannon at the founding. So clearly, this judge, in ruling that AR-15s are protected, was complying with Heller and Bruin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did gun owners play a role in this particular case?
This is not our lawsuit. This is the lawsuit from another group, the Firearms Policy Coalition, and very well done to them. We have our own lawsuits also in different states. We're particularly fighting that Illinois assault weapons ban, which the Supreme Court did not decide to rule on yet, but may still take up by the time we get back on appeal. So.
Yeah.
There's other cases pending on assault weapons. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of great precedent that the Supreme Court has given us lately. And so there's actually some hope for gun owners if we're able, that we might be able to be successful here.
Well, it just couldn't be any more clear to me. And this ruling spells it out very clearly for the case in Illinois as well. If I live in the state of Missouri, I'm free to go to a gun range, pass a federal background check, and buy an American sporting rifle. Just across the river, Americans who live there are not. That is an infringement upon their Second Amendment rights, that they cannot go do that. And I'm frustrated that it's been around as long as it has, and J.B. Pritzker keeps rubbing people's noses in it.
Yeah, and they're really, American citizens should not be living in a two-tiered system like that, where some states you have a Second Amendment and other states you don't. It's been totally infringed upon. I think that's awful, and I really don't understand why the Democratic Party wants to take away these lawful Second Amendment-protected self-defense firearms. I mean, people use these firearms to protect their homes, to protect their families every year. It's very important that we not disarm people, especially in a country with as much crime as we do. But nevertheless, the Democrats seem to want to let criminals run loose and instead take away your firearms and blame you, the law-abiding gun owner.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I saw there was an alert that, which is interesting because it came out of Pennsylvania from gun owners, because the Governor Shapiro had a gun control bill, but most of the funding of that was eliminated from the Pennsylvania budget, which is which was good news, right? I mean, because this guy might end up as the vice presidential candidate before the day is over.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's extremely important that every single year our lobbyists and our teams are combing through state legislature budgets. I'm combing through the federal budget that they're trying to put together right now to find all those gun controls, because there's always some legislator who slipped in something into the hidden report language to try to enact some gun control. And we have to expose that, call it out. Gun owners have to actually hold their elected representatives accountable by sending emails and postcards and making phone calls. But then we can actually get stuff removed. And that's a win for the Second Amendment. So don't only vote after the elections. You still got to hold your politicians accountable.
Well, it's a good point. I would direct people to gunowners.org, because you guys are really on the front lines of a lot of these legal challenges around the country. Aiden, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. We appreciate it. And it's been great having me on.
Yep. Great having you, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Aiden Johnson there from Gun Owners of America. This thing was interesting, because I don't know if Shapiro ends up getting the nod from Harris today or not, but he's another one of these progressive, just like J.B. Pritzker, left-wing governors, who has an office of gun violence prevention. So he's picked an inanimate object and attached its name to violence. How about an office of violence prevention? Because it might be a knife, or it might be a pickup truck or a car that they run over somebody with. But that's not it. It's all aimed at, like, there wouldn't be an office of, you know, free speech violence prevention. But they're willing to go after your Second Amendment rights. And that's why I keep hammering on this. What we do today at the polls matters. It's not a multiple choice test. You need to elect people that are going to go up and defend that. And particularly in Congress, right? Because Shapiro, if he is to get elected as vice president, will continue to push this agenda along with Harris in Congress, in the Senate, trying to pass a ridiculous ban on a modern sporting rifle. My modern sporting rifle has shot rabbits. It shot at a coyote one time and it missed. I don't know how that happened. I mean, but it's never jumped out of its safe and shot at a human being. Isn't that weird?
That is shocking.
It is.
Yeah, I thought a lot of guns just did that.
I've been keeping an eye on them for a long time.
They're jumpers.
I've never seen one do that. It's the strangest thing. It's a phenomenon the left needs to wake up to, for sure. All right, coming up, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim today?
We all know that feeling when we're trying to get the job that maybe we don't really feel qualified for, but one guy, man, he got really, really desperate. And now he's regretting what he did to land the job.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.